What is up, guys? It's Lil Chef, and this is brought to you by Walmart. Make sure you go and get your stuff. Make sure you go and shop there. Make sure. See you later.
That was by Biggie Smalls, Bullshit and Party. And next, and we have a special guest joining us. Say your name.
Dr. Brown.
Dr. Brown. So, Dr. Brown, I got a few questions for you.
Okay.
What do you think about Tupac's lyrics?
Well, you know, Tupac, man, was a lyrical genius. You know, his lyrics and, you know, just transcends, you know, culture, race. You know, I mean, he was an amazing, gifted rapper and you know, rare talent. And so, every and anyone who's ever been touched by, you know, his music, you know, has made some type of impact in their lives.
What do you think about his one song, Dear Mama, or California Love?
I think you're speaking from the heart. You know, he's genuine in his delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Very impactful as he tells his story of his experience. And again, he's a lyrical genius.
I like his song California Love, and it's so beautiful.
It is. Yeah. I agree.
What'd you think about this song? How did it make you feel?
Well, you know, I've always liked when artists use a vocoder, from Stevie Wonder, you know, to Roger Troutman. And so to have that device used is always, you know, a good thing for song, you know, give it some appeal. But I like the song overall. Has a good beat, has a good message, you know, especially for those who reside in the state of California. Even more so in Compton.
Okay, so you're a doctor, right?
Yes.
What did you study in when you went to the unit? What did you want to study in when you first went to college?
Well, I studied clinical mental health counseling, and then I switched over to clinical psychology. I wanted to help and assist those who were experiencing mental health illness to manage their symptoms and give them effective coping skills in order to live a wholesome, you know, daily life and daily experience.
If our world wasn't so mental, you know, if our world haven't had mental people, how do you think our world would be?
I think in some ways we would still have people developing mental health illness. It's a part of our fabric of our country. People who just live their daily lives eventually run into situations where they're going to need some assistance. They're going to need some care. And so it's good to have professionals like social workers and psychiatrists and psychologists and marriage and family therapists and licensed professional counselors. All of these professionals are in the business of taking care of people who for some reason have experienced some life experience in a negative way and not being able to adjust or be able to cope with whatever the situation is.
Okay, so what do you think about the beef between Tupac and Biggie?
Well, I think it's sad that the focus is not on their music. The focus is not on their talent. The focus is not on their capability musically, that the whole East Coast West thing is really silly to me. They should be celebrating, or the fans should be celebrating, the industry should be celebrating their skills and their talents, because they're remarkable individuals, who have given some substantial and incredible music to the industry.
So this was a song made by Tupac when Biggie and Tupac was in a beef. He said some explicit things in this video. I mean, in this song, so.
First off, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, fuck you trying to see me weak. Hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark-ass bitches.
What do you think of that song?
Well, unfortunately, for the industry, there's a market for that type of music. With the profanity, heavy profanity in it, and calling each other the N-word, and speaking bad of women in general, it's kind of sad that it's come to this. But unfortunately, people are willing, ready, and able to purchase that type of material. I think that with Biggie as well as Tupac, they could have made some more positive type music, and they have made some positive music, but unfortunately, a lot of ignorance sells.
So I'm glad that you said that. Tupac actually got a song for women that's inspired to them, and I will play it.
Okay.
Something my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Two black kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. Please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women to hate our.
What do you think of that song?
Well, it validates what I said in my statement before, that there are some lyrics that both Biggie and Tupac have recorded that speaks positive. And then, of course, there are those recordings that I personally don't care about. But again, unfortunately, in this industry, that's what sells. People want to hear, that type of lyrics where...
So next question, what do you think about Biggie lyrics? Like, how do you feel about his lyrics?
Well, like Tupac, Biggie's lyrics, speak to a vast spectrum of Americans, American culture. Again, both were very talented, equally talented. I don't have a preference one over the other, but his music also have left a mark on our music culture, the African-American culture have left some positive as well as some negative. And so we embrace both of the artists and their skill sets. And I think they both are equally talented.
So what you're saying is have you ever listened to their music?
I tend to listen to the music that they have presented, those lyrics that are positive, those lyrics that are uplifting, those lyrics that point to, the positive ness of, our culture, of our people, those lyrics that speak to, coming up from out of poverty, and out of the criminal justice system, lyrics that speak to, one educating themselves. And so, as far as their ability to rap, I tend to listen to more positive songs and lyrics that they have produced in the past. I tend to kind of stay away from anything that's going to be negative. So,
what do you think about, Biggie's first song ever?
Well, I think it's easy to, recall your days of your youth, your high school days, and, what you did in school, what you did out of school, where you should have been, where you needed to be. Basically, just reflecting on the daily lives of Biggie, Smalls in his community. And so his lyrics speak to that. Speak to his experience. And the thing about those lyrics is that some of us have also experienced what he has experienced. We remember our high school days. We remember our high school sweetheart. We remember teachers. We remember our principals. We remember the neighbors and our best friends we hung out with in the streets. Whether we were doing something positive or we were doing something negative. Those experiences comes forward in his music, same as Tupac. And so we've lived that entire experience through song. Recall, it has a way of recalling our own past, some of the things that we've done and the fun times we've had and those times where it wasn't so fun. Where, we basically tried and dared to try and dared and tried each other, to do something negative. And even though it happened and occurred, the end of the whole situation wasn't good. But if you were able to survive, shootings at a party or whatever, you look back on it and you kind of laugh and chuckle, but while you were actually going through it, it could have been something tragic. Should have been something, that would end our lives. But because we're able to reflect and reminisce on those times, it kind of gives us a way of thinking, hey, I shouldn't have done that. Or, I thought that was pretty fun. And so anyway, again, the music reflects on his past experiences. And so that's what he speaks to.
All right. So if you have a little son that grew up nowadays, would you let him listen to Biggie, all of Biggie and Tupac songs, or would you let him listen to the good parts and the good parts only?
Well, the fact that you have two parts that are offered, you have, you know, negative and you have positive. And so all music is creative, all music is art, but all music is not beneficial to, you know, your upbringing, or beneficial to the positive, you know, places that you would like to go and the things that you would like to be. And so, I mean, simply listening to the music, I don't think would make any impact, you know, and that can also, the pendulum can swing the opposite way, you know, music can influence as well. And so the power of music, you know, if you listen to it enough, and, you know, it can shift, it can cause some things to shift in your thinking. And so, but as far as my own son, I would try to have him listen to positive things. But there's a realistic and realism about, you know, listening to things that actually happen in the neighborhood, even if the neighborhood is not a part of your experience. You know, it's good to listen, but not act those songs out.
All right, guys, we'll be right back with a little commercial break. Well, not commercial. We'll be right back. We're going to let you hear all of Biggie's songs. So see you later.
Out from the honeys, pound from the rough. Let's see my man saying that I do from the project. Said he had beat, asked me if I had my piece. Sure do, 222s in my shoes. Holla if you need me, love, I'm in the house. Rolling strong, see what the honeys is about. More wet popping, hoe popping, ain't no stopping. Big Papa, I'm a bad boy. Niggas wanna front, who got your back?
Biggie.
Niggas wanna flex, who got the gap?
Biggie.
It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser. Nigga, you're scared, you're supposed to. Nigga, I toast you. Put fear in your heart. Fuck up the party before it even starts. Is he drunk? Over Henny and Skunk? Or some brand new Nubian shit beating down punk?
Can we call it the bullshit? 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 And
bitches in the back looking righteous in a tight dress. I think I might just.
We are back again with Dr. Brown, and we're going to continue. So, I believe we left off of, who do you think is the best rapper out of Tupac and Biggie, and why?
Well, I don't see it as a competition. I don't see it as a who's better than whom. I basically listen to both and come to the conclusion that they're equally talented, prolific in their presentation. I enjoy listening to both of them. I tend to listen to those positive lyrics, those lyrics that uplift, those lyrics that build up, inspire, motivate. And so, and they both have presented material equally that speaks to, you know, the positive side of our culture as a people. And so that's, you know, I think they both are equally gifted you know, as lyricists.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my preference is really Biggie, because you know, I like his style and how he rap, and you know, but I listen to Tupac now and then, you know what I'm saying? I listen to Tupac.
So you listen more Biggie than you do Tupac?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's fair.
If you was growing up in the 90s, who would you listen to? Tupac or both?
Well, I listened to a number of artists, not just, you know, Tupac and Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've listened to some, you know, some other artists who I consider, you know, clean cut rappers. And I listened to some who were considered, you know, gangster rap or whatever, if you will. But I like variety. I like, you know, R&B, you know. I'm old school, and so, you know, I like old school music, and so I'll do, you know, focus on a little Stevie Wonder and, you know, Barry White and, you know, those cats, you know, back in the day who really, you know, spoke to the whole romance thing, you know, and so not so much, you know gangster rap and that kind of, even the Sugar Hill Gang, I enjoyed the Fat Boys, the Beastie Boys. There's a number of groups, you know, Salt and Pepper, which would be an all-female rap group. And so then you have, you know, Eminem and, you know, Master P. The list goes on, man. And so, you know, like I say, I listen to a vast amount of music and different music genres. So, you know, I even enjoy, you know, a little pop, you know, music too sometimes. I like the classics, you know, I mean, music has such a universal outreach until you really can't just come to a conclusion that I only listen to this or I only listen to that. I will not listen to anything else. I enjoy music, period. And so whenever I have the opportunity to listen to, you know, different styles, different approaches, different messages in music, I tend to do just that. And so even with new artists. And so, I mean, you know, I enjoy music, period, you know, and so I try my best to expose myself to all types of music.
What made the lyrics so inspiring?
Well, the positive lyrics, you know, speak to just that. You know, it motivates one to, you know, look at your own life, your own station in life, you know, what you have achieved, some of the goals you would like to achieve, you know, some of the places you'd like to go, and, you know, some of the messages that you would like to get out to the listening audience, you know. And so, I mean, I listen to music to, you know, to work out to. I listen to music to study to. And sometimes I just listen to music just to listen to music to relax. And so, you know, it has several, you know, motivating factors. And so I enjoy it when I enjoy it, at the time I enjoy it, and the area that I enjoy it. And so, for instance, if I am doing a research project, I tend to, you know, to listen to more instrumental type music where the lyrics are not there, or not, you know, there are no lyrics. And so sometimes I listen to classic music, Chopin and Bach and, you know, Beethoven, you know, so I'll listen to that type of music as well. And so, you know, I try to broaden my understanding of music, But certainly, when you're talking about Biggie and Tupac, along with a number of other rap artists, let's speak to, you know, the political landscape. It speaks to our culture as a people, the things that we experience on a daily. We're basically opening and pulling back the curtain of our culture to let others know and see our daily lives.
Okay, so I actually got a few songs. So what do you think about artists currently?
Well, let's see. Current artists, I mean, there are a lot of gifted and talented artists out there. A lot of them are genuinely talented. And others, I think, you know, maybe their sophomore album or sophomore CD. And so a lot of times I've listened and it didn't really, you know, do anything for me. And oftentimes we have to listen to music, you know, 2, 3, 4 times before we can really, you know, lean toward, you know, the lyrics and what the artist is actually trying to say, trying to convey to the listener. And so I, you know, artists today, you know, I like, of course, Rihanna and, you know, even the ever controversial R. Kelly has some good music out. And so, you know, I just kind of, I guess, play it by ear.
Which artists motivate you to do what?
Out of the two artists, I think maybe Tupac does kind of motivate me to look at my culture, my own culture, in a deeper way, in a philosophical way in some cases, looking at, you know, where we are as a people, where we need to go, where we need to be. So it also enlightens me to know that, you know, we're still struggling. We're still in the struggle. And so we're constantly trying to, you know, perfect ourselves individually and collectively as a people. And so, you know, motivation-wise, I believe we can get there. There are a lot of things that we've already overcome, struggles we've already gotten through. And, you know, anytime we experience life experiences, it's going to only strengthen us, you know, to be better, to do better, to go better and further. And so, yeah, it's very motivating to that point.
Well, unfortunately, we ran out of time. And I usually end my podcast with a little freestyle. So,
well, I'll be interested in hearing that. Go ahead. Do your freestyle.
I let my guests do it. But if you don't want to freestyle, I mean, I can do it.
Go ahead.
I mean, I can try.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Le Chef. Le Chef. Yeah. 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 Coming at the bands, coming at the bands. Got my little girl and she gon' eat a dub. She gon' eat the dick. Hey, got it, got it, got it, got it. Cook it up, 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 cook it up. Oh, we gon' hit a meal. We gon' hit a meal, viewers of the day. I got everything I need to do it. Bullshit and party, you already know how I do it. My podcast gon' be leaning next to somebody you already know. You already know, so I get it in the dick, so I don't even know what to say. Yo girl gon' eat, she gon' eat good. Oh, make sure you like and hit the subscribe button. Let's get it, mine. Next video, I will be talking about games. I know I said that the last video, but this video, the next video, I will be talking about games. So make sure you tell everybody, make sure you comment, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you're keeping up because I will be doing a huge giveaway when I get to 100,000 views. I will be giving a huge giveaway. I'll be giving away iPhones, everything. Make sure.